joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-0 win at Met Police in the FA Trophy. Alan, it was a tough looking draw. You must be pleased to come away with a win at the first attempt.
Delighted. I'm more pleased about today's game than I have been about the last two, because we knew that we would play a lot of football. Jimmy Cooper's side and Gavin's do, and they're a good side, and always have been a good side. And I got a good management team with Jimmy and Gav, but I was delighted because I didn't think I had a shot in goal, to be honest. I didn't think I had a... I always said that we would have a lot of possession. As long as playing in front of it. But we had loads. We had good chances to win it, to kill the game off. We should have killed the game off. It should have been 2 or 3, to be honest. We have had one what went across the box, but apart from that, I can't really think of the chance I had. So I'm delighted with the lack of chances we've given. We might have had a bit more of a ball on us at times, but that's not really a problem. You know, we had the game plan. As we said at half time, let's get 0-0. We'll be fine with that, and we did believe we were going to win the game. So another good finish by Bobby, but we should have had a couple more. Had a couple of chances, and maybe should have nicked the penalty as well, to be honest. So
you said there wasn't a lot of shots, but there's quite a lot of balls into our box, particularly the last 10 minutes. How well do you think we dealt with those?
Very well, and we thought we would. We let them play balls in the box because of the height we've got in there, and because of the goalkeeper. I didn't think that was going to be a problem. That's the honest truth, and we talked about that on Thursday night and talked about it before and at half time. The problem was when we got it, we might have given it away cheaply at times, but lots you get a little knock when I thought you started running the game, because I thought a lad done well in first half, to be honest. But little openings come, and a good finish by Bobby, that was bobbling up, that was a good bloody finish that was.
There's a couple of penalty shouts in the game, notably the second half, Carl Wilson, Dennis Kaladi. What was your take on that one?
The first one wasn't, it was a great tackle by the lad. The second one was a stonewall penalty, but you kind of see it wasn't, so he's got one right, one wrong. He'll know that and all. He's an honest kid. The referee, I quite like him. He's an honest lad, so he wouldn't have done it on purpose. But where I was standing, it was a stonewall, and I think the lads, I think they know that anyway, to be honest. The first one was just an excellent tackle, so I've got no confidence.
Played with three centre backs and the wing backs again today for the third game running. It's yielded 10 goals in 3 games, 3 victories. Are you likely to stick with that formation going forward?
We'll see. We've got unbelievable people to come back in of our team at the minute. Adam Thompson will be back in 2 weeks' time when he gets a couple more games, and he'll come back in of our side. Where we'll put him, I don't know. But he'll come back in. I've got Matty Greer, who's one of the best players in the club. So Matty Greer will come back in the team. We've got Moore Hawken, who's down to get back in the team. So it's not, I've looked at them 3 players and all, putting them back in our team. I don't think we're going to be too far off, to be honest. So I'm delighted with it.
But that's the dilemma you want, isn't it, as a manager?
Massive. It's hard. It's difficult picking the right teams, and difficult. You've got to make sure you live and die by your decisions, you live and die by results. What makes you a good manager? People will see man management, they'll see a coaching, having a good coaching set up, they'll see training facilities. A lot of people will go around saying how he treats players. What you have got to be as a good manager is get results, and that's what makes you a good manager, a good coaching staff, a good club, is get results. I've never known a good manager have bad results. It's impossible, and vice versa. The only thing what is bad about us club is getting results, and at the minute we're getting them, and that makes us at the minute doing quite well. It makes me quite a good manager, and Hamza's quite a good coach, and so is Morton. At the first 4 games in the season, we are probably scaring us out of our job. So that's what makes you, breaks you. I'm no doubt about it. It doesn't matter what the expectations are of the players, or what mine are, or what the crowds are, or what the chairmans are, really. The truth is, a matter, I'll be judged on what results I get. And at the minute, the results aren't going too bad, but there's a lot of hard work to do.
Ashley Jones has come in, and we've won the 3 games he's played, his first clean sheet today. Brilliant. Is he the number one keeper? Do you have a number one keeper at the moment?
No, you don't have number. I don't believe in number ones. I thought we have in the last couple of years, to be honest, because Luke's been number one. Now it's more open. I think Ashley's been excellent. So he plays like that, he's staying in the team.
Is that the message you send out to the players, is that if they do play well, they stay in the team?
Yeah, there's not many players who've played well for us and have been left out of the team, not many at all. Players may think they've done all right, and no, I'm trying to get a position where if you do all right, you might not stay in it. Another person I forgot to mention who's been so unlucky, by the way, is Carl Beckford, who's done nothing wrong, great at training, great fucking attitude, great, I think it is, comes on, scores goals, and just because we're winning at a minute, he can't get in, but he'll get in and he'll be good, and he'll play Monday night, and Moore Hawk will play Monday night, so Cookie will, so we've got some good lads who are going to come in, so I'm delighted about that. But as I say, Ash is no different than anybody else. He'll play Monday night, and he'll if he plays well again, he'll play next Saturday. If he makes a few clangers, then we'll look at it differently. So let's see, I'll be judged on results and what I get,
In the first half, there's a bit of confusion going on where Bash threw the ball out for a throw. Was that for your instructions?
Yes, it was. The blokes went down injured, and the players kicked it out, and Jim sort of said, "We'll just kick out a player." I don't believe in doing things like that. I'd rather lose a game and cheat. I turned out, I thought last chunk it out, I thought he kicked it out, but Harmsey said Doughty actually did, and I wouldn't have wanted to score from there, because it's one of them, if I scored a goal, you know, you don't do things like that in a game. I'd rather not win it than have that. So what we said, we'll say, okay, let's do it back to them and win the game properly, or try to win the game properly. I'll kick anybody, my own granny, to win, get 3 points or to get through in a cup, I will, but I won't, one thing I won't do is cheat. And we said, okay, let's play the safe game and throw it out. The lads were a bit confused, and I think everybody was, but I knew I'd done the right thing.
On Monday, are you going to give a chance to the squad players to stake a claim for a place?
So, not, people need to keep playing. It's a game for Kingstonian. Some will play, without a doubt, and some need a breather. But I don't think too many changes, to be honest. I think some people need to play. You know, what wants to do and play and all that. You know, it's a long week without a game and stuff like that. So some, who like Bash has done very well today, he's got a right cut across his eye and he needs a few stitches, so he might have to come out of it. But I'm not going to, and Bex might come in, I suppose, but I'm not going to make too many changes because I don't think I should. If you want a winning team, you want to play football, it's up to the lads to earn their place rather than just, you know, me picking them. So no, I'll not be making too many changes. If we keep clean sheets, I want your back, like a goalkeeper in the back four or back three, sorry, the same, to be honest. You know, young Rob might come in because he's done no wrong, but there'll be a few people coming in contention. But to, I don't think we'll be making changes for the sake of change. It's up to players to do well in training, or us to lose a few matches for players to come in, to be honest. I'm not just going to throw them in for the sake of it. But what, yes, there will be, obviously, you know, there'll be a few changes, of course, but not, I'll see, we'll see what happens.
Looking ahead to the next round of this competition, the FA Trophy, Who would you fancy in the next round?
Anybody? When do the conference clubs come in?
No, actually.
Wait, Holly, you're trying to interview me and you're doing, you know.
I don't know my stats.
What good are you? Are you like Jimmy or? I'll give a local one again, you know. It's what local says, Walton Hirsch and Walton Casuals, people like that, give a local one. It's one thing I've got to mention today is our support was excellent. I said before, Kick was a good crowd and very good, and I was delighted. So let's give a support as a home game. If not, let's have a local away one. It's simple as that. So anybody, it was a tough draw today, we'll get a tough draw in the next round, but you know, you just keep the run going, that's all that matters. And but anybody, to be honest, I'm not bothered who we get, as long as, you know, as long as it's at home.